Welcome everybody to the audio version of the Boostly podcast. So today I am going into the vault and I am finding some of the best clips from a 24-hour clubhouse room that we ran this year. It was an amazing experience to be part of, to host it, to admin it, and to grab friends and peers from the industry into one room on the leading audio app and help hosts all over the world. We had a lot of fun. We touched every single corner of the globe. And what I wanted to do is be able to put it together, find the best bits and put it into the Daily Boost podcast. So I hope you enjoy. The section is not going to be more than 10 minutes, but it's going to feature a part of the 24-hour room that resonated the most with me. So thank you for tuning in. And I will be back tomorrow with another podcast episode. Right now, though, let's jump into that clubhouse room.
Books that have helped your business and mindset, books or media, in fact, we'll just say different things that have helped you along your journey and that you highly recommend others read, watch, or listen to. So for me, one major one that set me on this journey is Think and Grow Rich from Napoleon Hill. Really got me thinking about you can come up with ideas. If you put those ideas into action, you can actually help them to cash flow. So we'll move on to the next person. Feel free to just jump in, guys, as just flash your mic and jump in.
I really like the e-myth. I listened to the e-book on the e-myth, and I felt it, you know, the audio version was a little condescending, but the content was still very valuable about how you segment the business between the technician and the manager and the CEO, and making sure that you spend time as the CEO and working on your business rather than the technician in your business.
I think Rich Dad Poor Dad, that's a good one. One of the ones I read in my early career. That's kind of get a lot of information. I've actually read it three times, and there's still stuff I can get out of it. So that's a great book. I'd advise anybody to read that one if they haven't already read it.
Okay, I will give a shout out to That Will Never Work. It is a book written by my friend Mark Randolph, and it's a brilliant book because it talks about how, you know, the worst thing you can do is not move forward. You know, learn from your mistakes. Mistakes are a great thing. And he has an incredible story. He was actually one of the founders of Netflix. So you can imagine he has an amazing story. But the kind of theme that goes through it is, you know, be that action taker, be that person that takes the risk. I would definitely recommend that. And that was called That Will Never Work by Mark Randolph.
The Power of Habits. That's a fantastic book that helps you understand the bad habits that you create and how to get rid of them and change them with good ones. I think that's a very, very interesting subject to get into. That helps you really push your business forward and lead a more balanced lifestyle. I think that's an important factor. So that's a great book, Power of Habits.
Love that book. Dan Meredith's book would be For the Watershed, so I'll say it in a nice way, How to Be Effin' Awesome by Dan Meredith. I would really recommend. It's a great book to use your strengths, but also loads of top tips about how to be productive within that. And he's just an all-round epic dude. So, I recommend everybody read that.